Welcome to the Caffeinated Podcast here in Stewart at the local Boop and Starbucks. And we're bro-dozers.
Hey, guys.
If you said Starbucks, what were you censoring?
Nothing.
Okay, tits.
Tits. I like
I
tits.
Said tits.
We can say tits. What are you, new? We're number 12. Yay!
Number 12?
We're at number 12.
That number has no significance whatsoever.
Right?
Ass balls.
Okay, that's a good number.
So it's McPatches along with Jeff Times Square and Bart. Go ahead, guys.
I'm not loitering, I swear to Christ.
We're Times Square.
Oh, put the taser down.
It's Jeff Square.
Hello on three. 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
That is one's persons, y'all.
That may have been the gayest thing he and I have ever done.
Yeah. Dude, oh, Jeff's Kyle's here, anyway. Too. Hi, Kyle.
Hello.
Kyle says hi.
The cup says hi.
The cup, the mug.
I'm the mug.
Whatever he is. Kyle's cool.
Our producer says hi.
He's our... Wait, I'm the... He's the producer?
What? I just thought the producer was the guy who sits in the other room but watches us.
Will they be hearing this fucking music in the background?
Yeah, it's recording it. We're giving this band free play, so good for them.
Yeah. Sponsored by...
Actually, I think if enough people heard this that knew that band, we would have ruined that band for life. And
yes! Yay, I'm all for ruining shit.
I'm all for it, too. This is like your new age hipster indie bullshit music. I don't know what to call it.
It's good for laying pipes.
It's good for plumbing.
It's
like an auditory toilet snake just clearing the drain.
Hey, who doesn't want to get some pipe?
Who doesn't want to get some toilet snake? Like liquid snake?
Who doesn't want to get things for their pipe?
Jesus Christ. This is good. Yeah, we made it.
Talking about the dick pipe.
Fucking what now?
We talking about dick pipe or the Habib store glass pipes?
No, dude. Those are for holding the little vinyl roses. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
No, that's the clear. That's the glass dick right there.
The glass dick.
I'm talking about those glass ones at the Habib store. The pipes that you put the little green devil's lettuce in.
Oh no! They do. I noticed this Habib place sell a lot of fucking glass pipes for. Stuff.
No, if you see me at the Habib store buying a little
things.
Rose tube and some chore boy,
meth.
You know I'm up to nefarious deeds.
Fairy?
No.
He's not here. It's okay.
Fairy deeds?
Just calm down.
Yeah, calm down.
He's not here.
No, I said
he can't
nefarious deeds, not fairy deeds.
Anal beads. I can't get my hat.
Anal beads. We've reached that point.
Anal beads.
We've been at that point.
We have a point.
Laying pipe and anal beads.
Now, Justin?
God damn, it fell off my head.
Oh, your Feldora fell off?
You know we're not on a camera, right? You don't have to turn this into a fucking Charlie Chaplin.
Hi.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going well, won't you?
Hello, friend-like.
Fucking friend-like.
Does you like friend have laugh is fun? Yes?
Why are we here?
I don't know.
We made it to 12, thank God.
We woke up in this spot. So
Jesus Christ.
We woke up in the Bugatti.
Oh, man. It's been a couple of weeks. Bart, you're fucking up.
I just look over and see Jeff billowing like a smoke cannon.
I wasn't ready for the Three Stooges theme to start playing randomly. That was great.
No, I did not answer the phone. How'd you know? Because, never mind.
You're still on the mic?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a magic trick. Fuck, you ruined it.
I ruined our...
The rabbit disappeared, and that's all that matters.
We're doing magic.
The rabbit's laying pipe.
Hey, I ruined our barbecue earlier, man. Sorry. We could have had barbecue.
Yeah, we magically laying pipe?
I fucking ruined it. You ruined it.
I ruined it because of pipe laying. I don't know.
Where was the barbecue at? The Pivot place?
Yeah. I think it was Park Ave.
Super Mario's Plumbing Barbecue.
The barbecue was in his pants.
Barbecue or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apparently I was invited to go lay pipe with some guy. I don't know.
At a barbecue place.
Well, you were offered barbecue. And
I was.
Barbecue lube.
Lubicube.
Lubicube.
Barbalube.
Hey, you called him out on being gay and he invited you to dinner.
God damn, your disco light's killing me.
I know, it's funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never said for sure that they were gay. All I said was, maybe such and such person would like pipe. That doesn't mean anything. So it's been a couple weeks. What's been going on, guys? I know.
I'm trying to murder you.
You're succeeding.
With phone reflections.
You're exceeding. You're exceeding.
I'm exceeding? Exceedingly handsome.
He's exceedingly wealthless.
Doing well, quite I am. Yeah. Eh?
So we've assured that this has no direction, what, within like, yeah, what are we down to, about 10 minutes now?
Can we talk about phony tough guys?
Yes. Kyle, you're he's
topic
on the phone.
Of the day.
Kyle, you're a phony tough guy.
Well, he's on his phone.
Well, no, he's our producer. What's our direction, Kyle?
What's our erection, Kyle?
Exactly, he knows about as much about this show as we do.
Damn it, Muggy.
Muggy. Bugsy.
Damn it, Muggsy.
I apparently just got a voicemail from fucking yesterday.
What the fuck?
How did you just barely get it?
I don't know. I'm like fucking around on my phone and then it suddenly goes, da da da, voicemail. And yeah.
My phone,
Kyle. We're
getting us
Wednesday. It's fucking Wednesday.
Getting us back on track. Phony tough guys. Was that the subject you wanted to?
Phony tough guys. Why do people think? Why do people feel the need to brag about how badass they are?
I don't know.
They're not really.
I don't know, Bart. People are dumb.
Nobody pulled your fucking string. I mean, Justin,
pull your strings. Actually, pull your strings.
Yes, they did.
They did. This is a pig. This is a pig.
Hey, do you remember Slowing Nose Down? The cow goes
Yeah, back in the day, I used to take those with the string ones. And
lost the we're on the string thing.
Tough guy. Tough guy thing.
Tough guys go moo.
Tough guys go moo.
Tough guys go, hey, how can I impress the girl today?
Playing pipe.
I just love that people still use that phrase, apparently.
What? Laying pipe.
Laying pipe.
Oh, I think I'm a tough guy.
Tough guy.
As opposed to like the fucking the boinking word. Like, hey, man, where are you going to eat tonight, tough guy? Oh, is that a place? No, that's just a word. Tough guy.
What restaurant is that?
It's gas, tough guy.
Tough guy's pipe laying barbecue. That's the name of the
restaurant. Yeah,
tough guy.
Tough guy acute.
So funny tough guys. Phony tough guys.
Funny. I don't know why people have these.
Well, they're funny, too.
Hungry hypocrites.
I can imagine a bunch of douchebags' heads extending to white pills.
Bruce,
like
Molly,
me.
Molly, bro.
It's like they're guzzling cum at the same time. It's
yeah,
great. Hungry.
To quote GTA 5, oh, Chester's down. Oh, motherfucker.
It's the only way for them to lighten up after the spray tan.
Right. I don't know why people have to be tough guys on the web, Bart. I don't know.
Yeah, why?
Because people are pussies now. In the internet nowadays, you can hide. They can't get you on the web.
One time, this guy posted something that would rival Tolstoy at me of what he was going to do. It was ridiculous. I just sat there and just shook my head and laughed. Just imagine me shaking my head and laughing. Just pretend that. You listeners out there, all 2.5 of you.
I'll add the sound
effect. We do have a midget.
I'll add the sound effect.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Jeff's apparently a Halloween decoration.
A really bad one. You know,
it came from the dollar store.
It was made in China.
Oh, good. I saw a vehicle coming by. Once again, being shooed away by Martin County Sheriff's Department.
Hey, are you Robert Cop 3?
Robert Cop 3. No, I'm Change Robot.
Change Robot, yes.
I deliver what I promise.
You know what? That toy
Bender?
Did. It was a real... What?
You're Bender?
Bender. Why not?
I still love... Look, I got a quick... We'll get back to that. I got a quick thing for all the supposed geeks now and all this cool pop culture stuff. It's a big fail when you go to a con and think a guy in a clover suit is the fucking Riddler, and you think a square robot box costume is Bender. No. None of these are the same. Not even fucking remotely. Just no.
And what about those lobster costumes that shoot fake cheese? Those motherfuckers got it in my eye.
Where are these?
That was a parking lot of Kmart, though. Never mind. Go
Where
ahead.
Are these?
I want to know. Yeah, where's that
lobster
cool
costume that shoots cheese?
I was just going to ask where the hell you found the peyote bud to see that.
It was in Fort Pierce. You don't need peyote.
You can breathe it from the nuclear plant.
The bus fumes are free.
I'll wear that suit all day.
The lobster suit?
Yes.
Hey, did you wear your poker suit?
I will shoot people with cheese.
All the nachos I wasted, I kept going to Kmart and saying, come on, make it a little basket of nachos. You didn't do it.
Rings.
How's that racist? Kmart is not racist.
Yet.
Kmart.
There was one white lady working there. The rest were just my... the audience demands us all two of a half of them, and the one's a midget, remember? Sandy's a midget, is she really?
No,
short?
Sandy is not a midget.
I thought all British. I seriously thought that only midgets were from England.
No.
Well, Warwick Davis. All midgets.
Given the famous
Warwick
ones, yeah. Like,
Davis.
No. He's got a good point. Kenny Baker, Warwick Davis.
Yeah. When I first heard a midget that had an American accent, I was shocked. I'm like, stop faking it, you motherfucker. Do not fake midget accents. Son of a bitch. I kicked him in the fucking shin.
All the cast of Willow.
Because it would have been racist if I kicked him in the face. It would have been. It would have been racist. I wanted to preserve my rings, goddammit. For fuck's sake. So I kicked him in the shin. So what?
Jeff is speechless.
We're okay.
He limped in my yard and burnt the cross on it in retaliation.
Well, it was actually a lowercase t. It was only like three.
Yeah, it was a lowercase t. He liked his alphabet. So much, I magnetized them to my mom's fridge.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We couldn't spell midget. We only had one. He spoke with a Canadian accent, so it was okay.
You know, I think the whole cast of Willow is from New Jersey.
Mad Mordigan, you fucking
well,
prick.
You are great.
I'm pretty sure Mad Mordigan is played by Danzig.
Why not?
You know, by the way, all those Danzig memes now are just fucking hilarious.
Midget.
Oh, yeah. When I saw Low Panzig, I was... Oh, my God.
Tell Warwick Davis to stop calling me Midget.
Why wasn't Glenn Danzig in Time Bandits? He would have been a great dwarf.
You asking me? Like I was like three when that fucking movie came out.
you're old enough. You should know.
You were there.
Just imagine if I was three and my dad was on set. He being drunk and me barely talking at three.
Oh, there'd be some tossing.
Oh, yeah. My dad would be like, why is Glenn Danzig a midget on here? And I'd be like, goo goo gaga, doo doo da da. Is all I want to say to you. Sorry, I was listening to the Police earlier. Do do do
do. Right. So,
da da da.
Phony tough guys.
Phony. We're still tough talking guys about that. It's over.
Back. We're back to that.
We've segued crisscross pattern.
I don't work here. Bart. Kyle.
Kyle.
You're a producer. What else is going on?
With music in the background.
What game are you playing?
Okay. Are you working?
What are you doing on your phone?
Are you getting us interviews?
What?
You're back to being
a He's
mug.
Got a point.
For what? You're a producer. You're supposed to do shit for us.
What is the Dow Jones?
That's on your fucking chin.
That is why you're the coffee mug. That's all right, Kyle.
I'm afraid the point has to go to Muggy.
Yeah, I agree.
Muggy.
What was now Muggy?
What the fuck were we expecting?
Muggy.
Something different from that outcome.
Muggy the coffee mug.
Muggy, wait, Muggy Land.
Green guy from Hooked on Phonics.
Muggy, Muggy
Hooked
Land?
On fuck? What the Hulk? Fuck?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of that.
Oh, my God, Kyle.
Jesus
Muzzy,
Christ.
That fucking language thing.
Yeah, that was for teaching kids French. That had nothing to do with Hooked on Phonics.
Yeah, I realize that now that I remember.
Oh. Reading
I
Rainbow?
I remember being creeped out by those
Retarded Rainbow?
Retard Rainbow?
Retarded Rainbow?
Yeah, of course, my mom was all.
Is that how they teach you on Hooked on Phonics?
Hey, Bart.
I think so. If you've seen kids talk.
Do you remember that Reading Rainbow episode? They went in the Roots. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh God. Just getting that out of the way.
Yeah. We're getting epic.
Yeah, I figured tonight seems like a Carmina Burana night.
Yeah, no, that's
what
fair.
What is a Carmina Corona?
A Kuna Matata?
Corona?
Coronas.
What was that thing called from France?
What?
What was that thing called? The thing to teach you language?
Muzzy. It was like a cartoon. It almost looked like Schoolhouse Rock. Like it
what
almost
is it,
like that
French?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a clip from Muzzy. Never mind.
best cry ever?
Yes.
that's exactly that was what it best was. Best cry ever in fucking Iran.
They're
so far away. So
I lost all my rings there.
That's their battle cry.
Not topical.
That's their battle cry.
Every last ring gone.
So, okay. Shifting gears. Jeff, what do you got?
What do I got?
Hey, what do you got for us?
Well, let's see.
He has hair.
There's that.
We knew that.
There is hair.
He's got a long, copious mane.
Like a lion.
Like a lion.
He's like a lion. Handsome lion with a Batman shirt.
Okay.
He's also a biker werewolf.
So has the bromance thickened?
I want to give you some... I want to lay some pipe.
You're going to Cosby me, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Pill Cosby away. You know, you put the lion in the mane and the blah, blah.
Leave Jeff's asshole alone, Justin. Jeff doesn't need to sound like a fucking wind chime right now, okay? We don't need to hear the ocean.
Why, do you know any whores?
This podcast got dark, and I don't mean in a racist way either.
So anyway, I think this is the last episode we'll ever do. I say that every time, though, don't I?
No, we usually save it for a special.
No, our English viewers are going to bail when they hear this one.
Yeah.
I think they'll be all right.
Thank you for listening, though, if you happen to...
They'll be drunk.
They're
going to
Christian bail.
Christian bail.
the new warning for the show. Just don't listen if you're sober.
You don't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't even listen if I was drunk.
Don't be drug-free. And wear a diaper, too, when you listen to this.
What?
Be fed intravenously for days beforehand.
We make people shit themselves.
Eat a full can of Spam minus cooking it.
I knew a guy once that made another guy
including the
shit
jelly
himself.
Part.
It was hard.
Ralph.
Did he squeeze him?
No, he didn't squeeze him. He just stared at him, I guess, with his jean jacket.
You're going to beat parts out of this time, aren't
you?
No,
I ain't beat.
Welcome to the boop. It's like, is this the podcast or fucking Morse code?
They're just going to assume we're a leftover Cold War number station. Yeah. So anyway, this fucking beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, 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 beep.
It's one of those cards you put in those old robot
what
toys.
Fucking podcast.
Is this a podcast? Is this a podcast with humans or fucking R2-D2? Welcome to the podcast. That's what people are going to do when they hear my shit on here. They go, God damn it. Off to Home Depot we go. We're going to set this whole lawn on fire with lowercase t's.
You know, if they go to that store, they're going to probably run into me. I'll be like, here's all the equipment you
look
need.
At Bart's lawn. It's like all those T's.
Hey, you guys remember that time the beep, 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 beep happened? Yeah. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, right in the beep, 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 beep.
Or you can reverse us. Like, Bart, what do you think? I risk all the penetration. You're going to see a wall. Bart's possessed anyway. Going to Jeff.
You know, if I did that, I would just totally put in the Exorcist clip and, you know, the whole power of Christ compels you.
Kyle, what do you think, bro? Oh, he's backwards, too. What?
He's like, no, I talk like this. Rodozer. Jeff, what do you got in the news, buddy?
You got a guy who lifts a motorcycle with his head.
What'd your brother
dude,
do?
The dude from India?
Oh,
he puts it up on the truck?
Yeah. Or the bus. Lifts it out to the fucking double-sized bus.
Balances a motorcycle on a head, climbs up a ladder.
It's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
That's your advanced training, Jeff.
That is some sideshow shit right there. I love that.
No, that's your advanced training in motorcycles.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Hey,
I'm just going to ride like people.
I have a dirt bike in the back of my truck.
Yeah, come get it now, everybody.
They call that cheating, though.
Everybody, come right now and come.
You gotta put it on your head and be like da 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 da.
This isn't live, so it does us no good.
All right, this is a new policy
for my next trick.
Anyone who listens buys us free barbecue.
After we finished laying pipe.
Yep. Yes. We're plumbers now. God damn it.
Yeah, pretty much. And if you happen to get butthurt on the internet over stupid shit, you deserve it. Simple as that.
Oh, they're going to get pissed when they hear mine. I'm probably done.
If you add up how many fucks this whole table gives, it's still in the negatives.
Oh, yeah. We are in fucks deficit.
Yes.
Happy
but then I remember
deficits.
That Dave Chappelle did the same thing I did, and everybody swung Tarzan style off his nuts.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, that's funny.
I'm out.
Yes, that's another thing I'm getting pissed off. Oh, attention, Facebookers. Stop with the barfing fucking rainbows meme stuff. It's not funny.
That's so stupid, but funny. Yeah,
it's
what,
not
the barfing
funny.
Rainbows?
Yes.
It's a new thing on Snapchat.
Butterfly in the sky.
Well, what was it? You just made it funny.
Bart, you do realize that they're
well,
just
when unicorns,
up on a unicorn come, right?
Yeah, when unicorns come in your mouth, you kind of
it's like
Trix
yogurt.
Where are you getting your facts? That sounds like it required research because you were so fucking sure of it. That's like on the Denny's
the
crapper across the street wall. Like
it's in the handbook.
Unicorn cum.
There's a handbook.
Yeah, you didn't know about unicorn cum? It's in a handbook.
I'm gonna pass that up.
It's right after fairies.
So, Bart, what else you hate about the internet?
I hate fairies. I hate cheese. I hate wine. Hate wine. Not hate. Ate wine and drink cheese.
There you go.
Lobster cheese. Fake lobster cheese.
Rock lobsters.
Rock lobsters.
Thumb diggers.
Oh, God, I talk with a lisp. That doesn't even mean I hate gay people. Rings restored. Because I said so.
Rings restored.
Yeah, we just take them back.
I strap. I got a big magnet off one of those speakers, like off those old stereos. Rings are like, ring.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
You know, actually, Sonic did have this... one shield that was magnetic that the rings did go
See?
Towards it.
Yeah.
Think like Sonic.
Yeah.
Sonic was a scrapper too.
He was. He was collecting rings. And Mario was laying pipe.
Yep.
Ha ha. Did it ring.
Too bad scrap prices are way down right now.
I know that.
Bart's aware of
that. In.
Yeah, we have all of our scraps is all getting backed up because the guy doesn't want to turn it in right now.
Jeff, do you
guys like it's not worth it.
Not really. We use a lot of what we cut out. So.
Yeah, you've been
I'm sorry,
using a lot of.
Give you an interesting answer,
no, some guy.
No, it is interesting what Jeff's doing. He's using a lot of their scrap barrels and making like kickstands and other cool shit for
his
bike.
Yeah,
man. Yeah.
Used parts of an M1 Garand and Springfield 03 barrel to make a center stand for my bike. So
no, what really happens?
The viewers
is this.
Now are going.
My job just has too much money. They fuck something up and just throw it out.
Yeah. That must be nice.
Some guy brings in a nice new gun for Jeff to look at. It's like, yeah, I just need this plated on air or something. And Jeff's like, cool. Takes it apart, scraps most of it. Oh, I don't know what happened to your gun. I need the pieces to build something else.
Oh, I'm never doing any kind of plating work again.
No.
I hated that.
Yeah, I was just joking. Does that really happen? I'm just kidding.
The only
just
plating I do is putting the dishes back in the cupboard.
I'm with him on that. That's perfect.
No, you know that's not where you belong. That's where a lady belongs, is in the kitchen.
Now who's losing rings? Oh, my God. I had forgotten how racist and evil I was.
Oh, I seem to be rotating uncomfortably. My God.
I'm sorry. Who put back to the kitchen in one of their responses to somebody?
Nobody.
I think I remember.
You best you forget.
Quit trying to restore your rings.
I know, I'm taking it back. They're mine now. My rings.
There's the ring police.
Seriously, though, women are things.
Oh, there he goes.
See?
It's the bitch police.
He is flying.
Yeah. You
overshot the target, officer.
He's going to the bar. He's like, I gotta get
it's
there.
Like, I'm listening to the show right now. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Well, Jess did just go to the bar, so.
She was right to.
Yeah, she'd have to sit through this, and this is terrible.
Yeah, she wouldn't want to be here for this.
This is not as bad as Not for Air. Not for Air is worse. This is much better.
Way worse. Way more racist.
No, it's not.
Way more.
Stay in drugs. Ism. Eat your school. Ism. Don't do vegetables.
Is that what?
Stay in
what?
Drugs. Eat your school. Stay in milk.
I don't need life. I'm high on drugs.
High on. That's the new post of the
Kyle,
day.
Kyle, you want to take over? I'm over this.
Drugs.
Kyle's our producer now that hasn't done anything.
In Soviet
now.
Russia, drugs do you.
In Russia, drugs do
you. Soviet Russia, crocodile does you.
No, Kyle.
Are you
sure you don't want me to? We're good, buddy.
We're good.
I was kidding.
Stop helping, buddy. Now you just look like an ass.
Muzzy, stop.
I'm already an ass. Everybody knows better. What is that?
Nah, you're a salty cunt, mate.
I am a salty cunt.
Anyway. Oh, okay.
The watermelon's thrown up.
Hey, here we go. We can do some arbitrary nerd pandering.
Okay.
Comicbook.com has announced that they're going to... Disney's going to be apparently releasing the original Star Wars trilogy, the theatrical cuts.
Yeah.
None of the filtered effects added.
Okay.
Because they were, you know, only 20 years long overdue. Goddamn vomiting watermelons.
Is that in the Star Wars original cut?
I hope so.
Vomiting watermelons?
Is that happening at the cantina scene?
I'm actually hoping that's what Yoda's original death scene looked like.
when are they putting that out? Are they putting out that in November before the new one?
I'm trying to look it up again because the page went weird on me.
Are they going to act like the first three never happened and just the original movies?
this thing is kind of confusing. Okay, recording. I had a Q&A tonight. John Landis dropped that Disney are finally going to re-release the theatrical cuts of the original Star Wars trilogy. Landis then added that the information was provided to him by his old pal, literally with no space. These fucking people can't type worth a shit. Old pal. George Lucas. Okay, looking it up.
What podcast are we on now?
Date,
Star Wars?
Nothing has been released on that, so no release dates. They just said they're going to.
Yeah, they also said they were going to put the first three in 3D, too, and that never happened.
It wouldn't even be all that good.
No, I know.
I mean...
I know.
You wouldn't really get much of a 3D effect. It would look like a bunch of, like, cardboard cutouts standing against a further background.
Yeah. I know. Now, Drive Angry, that was good in 3D.
Well, that's the only reason to watch that movie.
Yeah.
Small screen, no, it doesn't hold up.
No, it does not.
Yeah. Even though the dude who played Jonah King in that was fucking awesome.
Oh, wow.
He was like full on Jim Jones in that movie.
Yeah. That guy's really good. He's in a bunch of shit. He was the dad in Twilight, I think.
This could be epic.
Well, that's not a good start.
What the fuck is that, Jeff?
I have comic news. Apparently somebody ruined Linda Carter's... Well, didn't she likes it. It was a collage of... something with Wonder Woman that says feminism is cool, princess against patriarchy, and it shows her like punching things in midair.
To our listeners, apparently trigger warning. I don't know. I'm not up on the whole who's arguing about what on the internet now.
Jack Nicholson.
No, man.
It's always okay.
Wonder Woman needs to stay in the kitchen.
keep it relevant. I found a video to a guy playing drums to Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Is that where we're at?
God damn, number 12's going really rocky right now.
Oh, I already hit the reset button.
Jeff, I believe you.
No.
It's okay.
It is awesome.
We're at a half an hour in almost.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We made it to the hump.
Yeah.
Or the pipe, whichever. Yeah, pretty much.
It's been downhill since
I think, I think like the peak was about 15 minutes ago.
We got stock.
No, stock in what, dicks?
Well, that was a hell of a leap.
I have a joke.
Dick signals.
I have a joke.
Okay.
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
Lighter fluid.
One is really heavy, the other is a little lighter. This has been your Sprower Hour.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. No!
Hi-yo! Yes, a great one!
Oh, want to do dabs.
Oh, no, we
I don't know.
You want to do meth?
What's with everybody in the dabs bullshit? Stop it.
No. Yeah. It's the new drug.
It's not new. It's just pot liquefied.
Fucking stop it.
It's a fad, like Molly.
And like e-cigarettes.
And Jankum.
Yes, exactly.
Jankum.
Fuck.
Nobody wants to do Jankum, Jeff.
And it did a few years ago.
Don't talk about Jankum.
They were all about it a few years ago.
I know. No, that was like 20 years ago, bro.
Kyle was
no,
there.
That was like 10 years ago.
No, definitely not 10 years ago, dude.
Yeah, it was. It was wild.
Kyle, you sure know what Jankum is?
That fucking wore Jankums 10 years ago.
No, not Jinkos. Jankum.
Yeah, Jankum.
They're not talking about pants. They're talking about drugs.
Well, I have a speech impediment. No, I hear the impediment.
Well, it wasn't really a drug.
It was kind of just gross.
Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, it was just confused. Nasty gases.
Okay, at least we're on the same page.
It was right. Pretty much like inhaling bodily functions.
Oh! Yeah. Oh! Like inhaling cat pee.
What?
Kind of, except human.
That's nasty.
Yeah, that's a nasty cast.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't get any more or less nasty either animal.
Yeah.
Humans, cats.
Hey, just a few years
cats
ago.
Keep themselves clean, man. They're always like, you know.
Fuck that! Bullshit! Keep themselves clean.
So when you lick yourself, you're clean?
A personal toilet, come on.
They step in their own toilet.
Yeah, and then they wipe their feet off the second they get out.
Okay, allow me to sing a Three Dog Night song articulately. There was a bullfrog known as Jeremiah, and he was my confidant of the highest esteem. I was unable to grasp the nuances of his speech, but verily did I assist him with the consumption of alcoholic beverages.
Where do my eyes keep falling?
That's
called
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
That's cool. We heard it. It was a good song. You got
Fuck
any more
you.
Jokes from the clown? Sparrow? Rarer? Why are we here?
We turning into Stewie? Going to do jokes?
Why are we here?
People?
Christ.
So I think this might be our shortest episode.
No, I'm going to keep pushing this as far as I can.
I have a story.
Nobody cares.
Kyle, your job is to produce. So far, you're doing... doing pretty good, buddy.
You don't want to hear my story about the farmer?
No.
No.
Oh, fuck you guys. Then.
That's fair.
Y'all have fun with your fucking bullfrogs.
We will.
Bullfrogs are lucky, so yeah.
Bullfrogs are cunts.
That too.
Yeah.
They're lucky cunts. They're lunty.
So, internet tough guys. That was pretty rock structure we had there. Let's go back to that.
Format.
Yeah.
Was there any formats?
No, I don't know why. I don't know. This music's really mellow, like depressing me. It's terrible.
Trying to find some fucking news.
Well, Jeff's supposed to. He's looking at cats licking each other.
Oh, fucking! This snail like turns cats into like ecstasy monsters.
That's not a thing. Jeff.
Well, it is in this video.
No, it's not. I don't care what the video says. It's internet, it's not true.
Yeah.
This is useless because we're not a video show.
There's a
Can you imagine?
Sign at a Chinese restaurant.
I'm proving my comment.
Go ahead, Bart.
It's a place called the Hunan Dynasty Chinese restaurant.
See?
They're basically, their slogan is, we not see your cat, stop asking, try our chicken, it's perfect.
That's actually pretty clever. I like that.
What a goat fuck this was.
Yeah, well,
goat what fuck. The song we're listening
it's
to?
A goat fuck. Here's the thing. You know,
well, if you don't have the rough nights, you don't know what the good ones are.
We have, we do have good nights. You know what, it doesn't really matter.
Good nights. We're not getting paid. Fuck. Put effort into this.
Fuck. I haven't got paid
there's
ever.
No news.
Really. No, there's really nothing good going on. Nothing useful.
I mean, I don't want to talk about politics because that's stupid.
No, that's fucking stupid.
And I don't want to, like, bitch and complain because that doesn't get us anywhere either, does it?
That is going to show up at your work someday.
Oh, I got some news. You're more than welcome to. 17 dead drone shooting spree.
Again, we don't want to talk about people getting shot, Kyle.
Yeah, that's boring. I mean, that's insensitive.
You can,
that is very uninspired.
You can watch CNN for that shit. We want to talk about what's really happening.
CNN stopped being interesting when James Earl Jones was no longer involved.
What the fuck are they playing? What is this?
They're playing it too loud.
That's what they're doing.
It's crap.
I love the college rock.
It's not even good enough to be college rock. This is fucking terrible.
Fucking terrible. Yeah, college rock.
They need to turn. They need all right, to turn
here's
on
what
the,
we're gonna do.
John Travolta meets metal. All
right, I've seen that.
Bart has a story.
Yeah,
it's from Rebar.com.
Rebar.
Sex bots. Why women should panic. Sex with robots will be the norm in 50 years, says experts. Men are considering the prospect with curiosity and a sense of humor. Humor, fucking limeys. Humor. But academics and feminists are terrified.
Hi, Sandy.
And calling them to be banned. Let me tell you why. I guess basically it gets it that women don't want robot bitches. That's all the story.
So, robo-fucking.
So, robot bitches.
I mean, if you're comparing them to, like,
horse.
Well, what was your name? Daryl Hannah in Blade Runner, then yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Spooky.
Empire.
They didn't have sex bots in that.
No.
Yet.
Hey, you actually went through the motion of putting the mic up to your face just to go,
huh. Okay, I got a radical idea, and besides crossing the streams. If you really want to get this interesting, we got to rig it up sometime. We need to give Matt a call.
We need to, yeah, we'll give him a call, get him on the line.
And then let and that then go.
We'll get a band to play.
Sure, I know a couple. I know, help yourself with the lawn clippings. It's a good band.
Hey, if we get Joe Dyer drunk enough, maybe he'd be willing to come out here.
Yeah.
He went on my other one, so yeah. I don't see
Let's
why not.
Let's get John on here. It's casual.
Oh, John would be hilarious, because John would be like, I don't care, bro.
Hate your fucking band. It's casual.
Casual. Now, John, we've had John on before. John was one of our, I think, our second guests.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. And I'd be like, I got something called work. I don't need to be your stupid fucking podcast douche.
Yeah, but John's mellowed, so he's fun.
We just got to do like the one Spanish guy in Commando. Mellow out, man.
Mellow. Right? Wrong.
No, he'll just go, it's casual. I'm not allowed to have guns.
I like John. Well,
I guess it's Dunlay and Pipe tonight.
I'm just going to put this out there. Sir, I'm sorry that you confused with maybe taking a pipe and being gay. But if you really want to buy me barbecue, Bart will oblige to take my place and eat barbecue for me.
I eat lots of barbecue, so you prepare your diddly wallet.
And hole.
But we don't want to go to Park Avenue. What's the other place?
Diddly.
Let's go to Sonny's.
Sonny's is closed down.
We'll eat there anyway.
Yeah, we'll just fire up the 10-year-old fucking thing that ain't the smoker that hasn't been in years.
I like saying things that aren't going to happen. Just like the one time the one guy decided to say, I'm going to take you to a cornfield. I'm like, okay, good
Who
luck.
Took you to a cornfield?
Were you being
was there cooked corn there?
Being threatened by people from Iowa?
No, it was
Children of the Corn.
It was Douchebag Grant. He told me that 10 years ago.
Did he give you free corn at least?
I think he wanted to cornhole me, but I was like,
God
not having
damn it. Damn
it,
don't lie, Grant, if you're listening. Don't fuck with corn on the cob. That's my favorite.
We should just call this the call out
through
cast.
Pipes.
Jeff, who do you hate?
About everything. equal opportunity offender.
Fair enough.
Like, hate you.
Yeah, I know.
I hate you.
Good. That's wonderful.
Bart, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing great. That's good. Keep it up.
Diddly.
Oh, forewarning online. Not that I participate too much on online battles as far as Facebook goes, but
epic online battles?
Yeah. If we,
brick pipe lighting battles.
If we happen to be online and you happen to say something stupid and we call you out on it, be prepared. We're going to fuck you up. Verbally.
Lay in pipe and smack him, yak him.
And Jeff, if Jeff gets on there, prepared for a whole dictionary and these thesaurus of fucking words on you.
Thesauruses.
Keyboard Joe.
We will play Words with Friends with your face.
Just a shout out to our friend Drywall Rocker.
Yep.
Johnny Tears.
One day, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to screenshot everything because it's going to get retracted in no time.
MD in the Carolinas.
Oh, no.
Apparently people crap themselves around that gentleman.
Poor MD. Oh, he's cool.
He comes back down. Yo, bro. I just, oh, fuck.
Maybe they shit themselves by Jesus. Laughing.
We will all wear Depends diapers around that motherfucker next time he comes down.
Fuck that. No pants. Or at least a kilt.
With a pant. What about no he pants with a hole in it?
He will feel his own punishment.
Is that blues now?
Fuck yeah, this is B.B. King.
Well, that's not bad.
Now they're doing the real music.
Bluesy, too bad the show's over.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo.
Let's
not lie to ourselves.
We still got like 20 minutes.
Still got 20 minutes to sing the blues. Jibba dabba doo.
You like that? You like the effort?
I'm
like,
I love it. We've still got 20 minutes.
Still got 20 minutes.
What the fuck are you?
What the fuck we going to talk about?
Our sponsors.
I lost my hoe the other day. I ain't going to be farming no more.
Sponsored by No Mo Farmers.
No Mo.
No, then we'll get Willie involved. He'll be like, Farmers, Neil, take this for me.
I mumble through the mic, tiptoe through the two lips.
Bart, how's living out where you live out going?
It sucks. There's no harvest moon or blue eyes crying in the rain.
Okay.
So.
Are you sure?
There's no way people think we're not drunk.
This way.
I know, we're not. We're just fucking stupid.
Hank really do it this way.
Okay, he's on Flocka.
I'm flocked out of my Flocka fucking head.
Is that your Flocka jacket? No.
Flocka jacket. Flocka.
Oh, all right, Jeff, I got one. Jeff, tell him about Boss.
Tell him about Boss.
Oh, my God. So we went to Gardens, right? We're at the mall.
First mistake.
Fuck you. So we went down, yeah, right? We went down to Gardens in the pouring rain last Friday. And we're walking around the stores that we can never afford anything in compared to our shitty mall. And we went in the Boss again, and they have, like, expensive suits, which you kind of guess that would be. But then they had, like, a plain shirt that's no different than, like, the regular shirt. And how much was that, Jeff?
Which one?
The regular shirt.
There's a lot of them.
Well, one of them. Just give us a
roundabout. They're anywhere between, like, $50 and $70.
For a t-shirt?
Yeah.
$50 for a t-shirt?
It
good lord, that's a lot of money.
Goddamn graphene bulletproof.
That's what I said earlier.
Why the shit gonna be expensive?
You got a pair of shorts for $150.
What about the economy?
The
ketamine.
The ketamine?
The ketamine.
The ketamine.
The ketamine sounds like a gas station. Hey, everybody, welcome to Shop to Economy. Have a good day.
This is Palm Beach County. There's no such thing.
Yeah, economy.
Speaking of people with money, there's a guy in a truck across the street that just wants to turn the whole parking lot into a racetrack.
Does he?
I'd be inclined to agree if he'd actually get, like, war chariots. Go all Ben-Hur and that motherfucker.
That'd be cool.
Ben-Hur. And that is my cold, dead penis. Ben-Hur.
Why are people writing? Hold on. Oh, that's the wife.
You blew it up.
That's good.
You son of a bitch.
You son
blew
of a
up
bitch.
In here.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Poor house is a shithole.
It is.
Oh, fuck the crack house.
crack house.
They do. It's crack an establishment there. The local dredges of Fort Pierce go to it. Yes, I'm talking to you. You can't do anything about it because my friends go there.
Oh my God! You actually called him drywall rocker.
He laughed.
I know.
He thought it was funny. It was humorous. They don't mean the bone either.
It was hummus.
Hummus.
So, how's that 20 minutes doing?
What? You what? What now?
You're ready to pull the trigger on this fucking thing?
Our listeners are bored.
No, we got about another 15 minutes, I think.
We can.
Bullshit!
I think we can bring this party up. Come on. 15
minutes! Fuck you, Justin! You said 20 minutes! I know we're going to be at least 10 minutes!
No.
You got to yell into the mic.
No, don't yell
into
the mic.
If I do that,
I got another rant.
Okay, go ahead.
Why is everything rare in nature, especially that has to do with something in the sky, always attributed to the end of the world? There was a cloud spotted over one of those fire clouds that was over Costa Rica recently.
Yeah.
And it was a rare phenomenon. And I think that the scientific thing behind them is something about cold air crystals hitting something warm air.
Ice crystals making a prism.
So what basically. People thought it was the end of the world?
You're using science, that means every fuckhead on the internet has to go, no, it's aliens or something like that.
90% of the comments were quoting Bible verses. Now, aliens. I'm not going to get in a religious aliens. Rant here.
Remember, aliens.
Because I have friends of all kinds of denominations. As long as you don't push the shit on me, I'm cool.
Speaking of pushing shit you don't want, there is
God, he's going to lay pipe.
Oh, Mario.
Rit-cast.
Put it down, goddammit.
Remember the caffeinated pipe cast?
Oh, yeah. On the corner of... what's that? Not Bay Shore. What's the other big street in Port St. Lucie? Not Arosa, the other one.
US 1?
No, the other one. The one right by Arosa, the one further down.
Floresta.
Okay. So I-95? On the corner of Port St. Lucie Boulevard and Floresta in the fucking rain earlier, you had the nuts out there with the crosses and the you're going to hell signs. All like in the corner. Whee! Boogie boogie!
You're going to hell!
What you just described is what we should have ran at them doing.
She'd go out there in a robot suit and go, "Your Bibleism is a lie.
I am science. I trump thee."
Yeah.
Dude, these motherfuckers that do that, you know, they're so like into all this shit, but they seem to forget the most important thing. Judge not, yes, ye, yet.
Yeast.
Lest ye be judged.
Hold on.
Seriously, man. These people go out
judge
and
not,
like,
yes, yeast.
They go to fucking hell and shit, like, contradicts everything that they fucking believe in.
You're goddamn right. Judge not, lest yeast judge you. Right?
Yeast pudding, yes. Thanksgivings.
Thank you for correcting my tongue twister.
No, I didn't. I actually made it worse.
You bastard.
Another rant.
It's fun, though.
Thou shalt not yeast infection.
Thou shalt
another rant.
Yeast, thou shalt judge,
well,
thouest.
It's Port St. Lucie, so.
Right.
Can't really avoid that.
No, the term is thou shalt not yeast infect thy judgment with thy yeast.
Pipelaying.
All right, here's another
one. Jamiroquai, 2112.
Jamiroquai! Go ahead, Bart.
People using other people, like famous people, to make a meme out of them. And, like, I saw one about that one chick who.
I don't
was
like
using religion to for his reason for not letting this gay couple get married.
Yeah.
And she went to jail for it. Right, so she basically broke the rules.
Up. Yeah.
She broke the rules. She broke the rules. Sorry, that was Uber Hex or Nova, sorry.
Lord, I apologize.
But somebody used a meme with a woman and Neil deGrasse Tyson, and the woman was sort of on the left side. And they were using her to say right-wing type stuff. And Neil deGrasse Tyson was basically saying shit that he didn't really say. The same thing when they use comedians like the late two people that a lot of people fucking use wrongly and even quote things that they never really said. That's the late, great George Carlin and Bill Hicks. It's like a lot of the shit they said that people put on memes, they didn't really say it. And they just use it to, you know... drops the mic.
I think the one that pisses me off the most is probably whenever they try to use the Marilyn Monroe shit.
Yeah.
It's like Marilyn Monroe, who is one of the biggest leeches in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she...
Who was also a drug addict who hid leftovers under her sheets.
Yeah, and she couldn't...
She was fucking disgusting.
She didn't speak English either. She spoke gibberish. Yeah, the president did that. Every time when they fucked one another, she
apparently spoke pigeon babble. Justification for some girl to act like a psychopathic bitch.
Right, exactly.
Using made-up phrases.
Oh, another thing, the Harley Quinn and Joker thing.
Oh,
every
no.
chick
Don't
wants...
Even get me fucking started.
Every chick wants the Joker because they think he's crazy. No, in the comics, the Joker beat the Ike fucking Turner times nine over 9,000.
Maybe that's what they want.
Harley Quinn.
Maybe
they want
into that. Maybe they're in
like,
the
I'm the Joker.
It's the same shit as that 50 Shades of Grey thing. It's all indoctrination phenomenon.
Yep, that word.
It's
Doctor
Who. It's cult behavior.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why Charles Manson has groupies, hot groupies too. All he's got to do is bloop up the sky, is crying vagina tears, and just
hey,
fucking.
He may
all
get married soon.
He's got. Yeah, he's getting married soon. I think he's 870.
Oh, by the way, congrats, Charlie.
Congrats, Charlie, getting married to a woman who could be your granddaughter's granddaughter's granddaughter.
Yes.
He's a Time Lord, that one.
Yeah. My hat is off to thee.
My hat is off to thee.
I mean, he's getting married, and most of us are single. But
yeah, gainfully.
All right, I got another thing real quick. What's with everybody's hate on pumpkin spice?
I don't personally hate it, but I think the jokes. Where did that come from? The jokes are funny about it, though.
But where did the white girl pumpkin spice?
I don't think it's so much simply "quote unquote" white girl as it is kind of upper middle class white girl.
Okay. Yeah, but
it's more of a class than race thing.
The narrative and anger would really change if we said. I'm just using this as an example.
Popeye's chicken. Right?
You put a Popeye's chicken box and say "black girl catcher thingy." Oven mitt, whatever the fuck.
Well, you know they do
you
have
lost
that.
Me.
I bet you that woman in those commercials is not even from New Orleans.
I mean, you know what? We did have Keaton McKell like back in the day with that orange soda bit. With the
fucking right. But anyway, yeah, I don't know why everybody's hating on. They're like, oh, fucking pumpkin spice everything. I'm like, it's fall. No shit. That's what you do. It's Christmas.
It's the
time
hive mind,
snow.
like you said before, Justin. It's the hive mind.
I don't
it's popular to hate on something needlessly. People take the ball and run with it, like what's his name with the deflated ball?
Tom Brady. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Dolphins won, Jeff. We did good.
Yeah,
amazingly.
It was nice.
Jeff, did you get money?
Money. No.
What's the point then?
My team won.
He bet in Jenga blocks again.
They were playing.
My buddy team didn't win, my actual team won.
Did they play
Jeremy
again?
Jeff? He bet
played
Jenga
a loser
blocks
team.
Again.
I don't remember who
they played. Washington.
They played Washington Redskins.
Oh, well, then, yeah, that's, of course they won.
Well, not by much. They fucked up halfway through the whole game.
This week they have to play the Jaguars.
Oh, they got to play the shitty Jaguars?
Yeah, they
got to
play the Jaguars this week, that's a little easier.
So
this
the Dolphins just get all the fucking easy teams.
All right.
Actually,
we're
it's
almost
kind of
at
a landmark moment. Now
we're almost at
segment.
8 minutes.
Why not?
We got 8 minutes left.
8 minutes?
Yeah.
Not short enough.
We're doing good now. We're on a roll now.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Fuck you.
I'm just going to go ahead and throw a monkey wrench in the gears right now. Fuck right. Sports.
We're on rolls?
No, we're good.
Who's doing rolls? Are you doing rolls?
What?
Are you rolling?
What?
E?
What?
XC?
What?
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 Are we Steve Austin over here? What? What?
What?
What? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think that was Yiddish.
What?
Yiddish knees.
Steve Austin podcast is better than this.
He does a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
one thing I've never seen before.
Is
now.
It subtitled?
I've never seen an Asian Jew before.
What?
I'm serious.
He's right. He's
what
absolute,
was those Skittles
that.
Commercials?
Did they say Shalom
Asian,
or
Scottish? Scotch Asian? What?
That's a legit question.
Wasn't that a Skittles commercial?
That was Scotch Asian.
Yes.
Korean.
That was funny. I remember that.
It was a contradiction.
I'm a contradiction, you motherfucker. I'm sorry, Scotland. We don't know what we're saying.
I live there.
No, I don't care about that.
They didn't specify.
I'm not sure. I don't care where.
Hey, Asian chaos is good
or
food.
Celestial.
Go in the mall.
Yes.
Remember, if you want good Chinese, go to the mall. Asian chaos still there.
Oh, Asian chaos, yeah.
Yeah, it's been there forever. Next to Christ Philea.
I think it's like one of the longest lasting places there.
Yeah, dude, they hand out all those samples all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bourbon chicken.
Bourbon chicken.
Like now if I go
kitten,
to
bourbon kitten.
Lately, like, fucking pulls away because she knows it's a big bunch of
me. Just like a trash can lid.
The place around me is called China Garden.
Yep.
So I call up. One now they had like regular like Joe Whitey Americans working there a couple times. Every time I expect, "Hello, China Garden, may I help you?" There was, "Hello, welcome to China Garden. Can I help you?" I'm like,
turns out it was one of them being really racist.
He did watch me impersonate a white guy. Would you like some Chinese food?
that old South Park bit. I'm going to use my credit card. Do you have any non-dairy creamer?
I'm making fun of white people.
Right? It's like,
hey,
what's up with like bus stops going every like block? There's a new bus stop now.
Yeah, they're kind of abusing.
Are kids not able to walk a block?
No, they're not.
You notice how they're all like fat now?
We used to walk to the hood.
Shit, when I lived at Jupiter Farms, I had to walk like miles.
Yeah, that's true.
In the snow.
Both ways.
Uphill.
Uphill.
I mean, I don't want to feel like one of those old men that talk about that shit, but I mean,
wrestled a bear on the way to the stops.
I mean, come on, when you're stuck behind a bus and it stops at every street. Come on.
No, yeah, that's...
And it takes the kids like 5 minutes to get off the bus?
Bad enough. I think the kids are starting to use Segways to get there, too, so it's...
Shit,
I like the parents.
How many minutes do we got left?
Wait in the car with me, and then you can go on the bus.
Shit, when my bus...
Bitch, why didn't you just take them to school?
Yeah.
When my bus got to our bus stop, we couldn't help but get off the bus as quick as we can.
Yeah, no, we had to...
You're like, fuck this shit. Jump. Jump out the back door.
Oh, yeah. Remember we used to crack open the back door?
Yeah,
don't
jump out the back door.
Don't even bother stopping. Just slow down enough. I can roll.
Yeah. Nowadays, kids take like 5 minutes just to get off the damn bus.
We're all jerking each other off.
Okay.
I didn't mean the subway here. Sorry.
Could somebody please escort Mr. Fogel out of the room?
So, guys, so earlier I was wondering why the fuck I was smelling cigarette smoke and I wasn't smoking. This fucking dude sleeping back there.
Maybe he's a werewolf.
So no peeing in the bushes tonight.
No, which sucks because I really have to pee.
Well, pee? What are we talking about? What?
You go pee on him.
No.
I just told him not to do that.
Don't R. Kelly this. Yeah. Don't R. Kelly this.
I'm contradicting our own statements.
Drip, drip, drip.
So how'd that 8 minutes go?
We're
I'm
about...
tired, man.
We're done. Really. I think it's time... I think it's time to
just go. Boogity boogity.
It's time to say goodbye.
Boogity 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 boogity.
It's been real.
I'm gonna go to Charlie's and get some beers. No,
Charlie's.
No, I'm not. I'm going home and going to bed.
That's the Wolf Tickets.
Oh.
That was a hell of a Tom Waits impression. No, that's... No, but if you ever hear him do Rain Dogs live, he does it at the beginning of it. It's terrible.
We should go get that guy and wake him up and do an interview.
Oh, fuck you.
We're not doing that.
He's homeless. We don't know what he has. He
might have he's homeless. Hands. He made it passed out.
Well, who told him to drink here? I didn't.
That's actually a pretty good point.
Is it Jessica?
Just because you're passed out on a bench doesn't mean you're homeless.
No, that's
true. You
could
have got kicked out.
Like, you can suck a dick, doesn't make you gay. Right? All right, we're done here.
Maybe his wife kicked him out of the house.
Maybe she's a fuck.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, Jeff.
Good night.
We've had fun. I hope you had fun.
Well, hi. Good night.
We don't know what's
We'd
going
like
on.
We'd like to thank our musical guest, Beck.
What?
I don't know. I'm just trying to round this out.
Bart, what do you got to add before we go,
We'd
buddy?
We'd like to... Our special music guest, Sister Soldier. Yes. For the 70th time, we get it, you hate Whitey. Hey, we had a good time tonight.
Restart American Bandstand, but do it like underground in a basement.
I want to do American Handstand.
Hand jobs. Bye.
American hand jobs. Bye.
Oh, that was painful.
I don't know where the mouse is. There it is.
It might be by the